We've been reading something for the last few days about the conversation between Roy Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we cut out a very important section of that discussion. And that important section are a series of 12 questions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Roy Ramananda. So I thought it would be appropriate if we took one of those questions and just said a few words about them. I think this is the third question Mahaprabhu asked.
Dukam je kona Dukha guru chara Krishna bhakti virahina Dukha nahi re kapara.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked Roy Ramananda, of all the different types of distress in this world, what is the most painful? And Roy Ramananda replied to him that other than a separation from devotees, I don't know of any unbearable happiness. So this is always a painful time for the devotees. I know for me, the last few days, I feel so very, very blessed to be here in this Sangha with very simple devotees who just want to hear and are not interested in politics or diplomacy. And we want to keep that with us. We want to keep that association. Yudhisthira Maharaj, he told Narad Muni, Shri Jivanadika Pratya, Shri Vishnu Jana Sangataha, Vichedena Kshanam Chatra Nasukam Samlabhemahe. Said that I wish for association of the devotees of the Lord more than I wish to remain alive. Separated from them, I cannot for a moment find the slightest amount of happiness. So we should raise a question, though. What is real association? Prabhupada would sometimes say, the mosquito, he's associating with the king. But that's not real association. The gopis were sometimes embracing Krishna. Well, Chanura Mushtaka, they also got to embrace Krishna. But it wasn't the same. Narad Muni got to have darshan of Krishna. The washerman in Mathura, he also had darshan of Krishna. So what is real association? Association takes place on the platform of the heart. And Roy Ramananda is describing to Mahaprabhu and helping Mahaprabhu to reveal his own form, his prema vivarta, prema vilas vivarta, is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. That's known as pranaya, when the lover and the lover become one. It's known as vishrambhena. And the devotees, we can experience some reflection of that very, very high thing. Vishrambhena guru seva. Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When we make our hearts one with the hearts of the devotees. Jagadananda Pandit, he sings, gorara ami muke bolile nachale, gorara achara torara vichara loile falafale. Those persons who say they're devotees of Mahaprabhu, they're not really devotees. But the person who follows the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's a real devotee. So our purpose as devotees is to hear. We want to hear from devotees. We want to bring those instructions into our hearts and make them one with our hearts. And then if we do that, then we'll always be here at Govardhan. My Guru Maharaj, sometimes he would ask, what does it mean to be a Dambasi, a Bijbasi? Kamsa is a Bijbasi. Putana is a Bijbasi. Some years ago we went to Putana's village where she was born. It's not far from Mathura. Kamsa was born in Mathura. But they're not Bijbasis. Vrindavan is there in the heart. And we see the greatest proponent of Vrindavan was Srila Prabhupada. And he took Vrindavan with him all over the world. So we should also keep this thing in our hearts and think about it. As Maharaj, I think, will say something, we want to lock it in a box. And then later on when we go some other place, we want to open that box up and share it with others. Mm-hmm. So this is something that I was meditating on about the teachings of Roy Ramananda. He's teaching about this Vishrambhena, when Radha and Krishna become Vishram and they become one. But he's also, in effect, teaching us how we can also become instruments for the Lord and speak on His behalf. So thank you very much. Vanchakopadarubhischa kripasindubhyevacha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo.
Hare Krishna. When I was beginning to prepare myself for this Govardhan retreat, I came across a quote from the Natya Shastra that I found very interesting, and actually it became a type of inspiration for me in regards to what I was presenting, and of course what others have presented as well. In the Natya Shastra, in a commentary, it explains that there are three different types of literatures that instruct. So the first type of instructive literature is like the Shastra. It's very straightforward, it's revered, it's very direct, and it's very authoritative. The second type of instructive literature is like the Puranas, you could say, like the histories. And they're considered to be more like, the first one is like the guru. The second one is considered more like a friend, because they instruct by telling stories with a history so that you learn so-and-so did this and this was the result. So they're a little indirectly instructing you so that you can make your choices in life. And the third kind of instructive literature is considered to be fine arts or fine literature. And it describes that it is just like giving somebody something so sweet that they very enthusiastically accept it and have such an experience that they hardly even realize that they've been receiving important, deep instructions by way of that literature. So my desire in sharing with you the literature that I did of Krishna's Leela was to help you, especially being here by the side of Giriraj, that when you enter into Srila Prabhupada's books or hearing Srila Prabhupada, you will know what Srila Prabhupada is actually referring to when he speaks of Krishna. Sometimes it is also a known fact that familiarity breeds contempt, and one thinks that the things that are known are less important than the things that are unknown, the exotic varieties of other things that one can find out, discover, and explore. But I would like to invite you to share these pastimes in relationship to the previous acharyas and especially to Srila Prabhupada and what he is instructing and guiding us to do. So I wanted also to give you some hope and to give you some assurance that if you come here beside Giriraj, my two words were abundantly friendly. He's so friendly. You may not know him very well, so you may look and think that's just a rocky formation. But if you come here and you spend some time here, something will gradually rub off on your heart and you begin to see that he is a great shelter. So that when we go back, as most all of us will do, to our worldly places all over the world, that we will have the courage and the strength to fight and face the day-to-day life in the material world, but at the same time taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada and behind that taking shelter of Giriraj. So one day we can all pray that by doing our honest service the walls may fall down for good. I would like to just read you one quote from Srila Prabhupada to give you this sense of meditation. Listen to his words. Listen to his words here, because you understand better what he's saying. He says, "We do not know what is God. Everything forgotten. If we speak of God, they think that these people have become crazy. They are in this material civilization, modern civilization, talking of God. What is this nonsense? This is the position, but that is not the fact. God is there. God is there. God is personally canvassing us. How can you say God is not there? God is there. He must be there. Otherwise, how are things going on? We have now forgotten our intimate relationship with God. We cannot be disconnected. That is not possible. Because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, there can never be disconnection. So because we are part and parcel of Krishna, there cannot be disconnection. Therefore, it is a stage of forgetfulness. Then without any doubt and in complete awareness, you will understand the process. And in complete awareness of Krishna, your life is successful. Simply if you know Krishna, if you try to understand Krishna, and fortunately, if you know Krishna, then your life is successful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.
Chitra has disappeared. I'm so happy. My two words were, more flute. Which has many meanings also. I would like to read 10 verses by Srila Rupa Goswami and ask you to apply the knowledge that you have been given and that you have practiced in all the classes by hearing with your heart, and let this hearing of these prayers, which are calling for the shelter, Srila Rupa Goswami is calling for the shelter of Sri Vrindavan, that they manifest in your heart very deeply. That's 8 verses. And then the last 2 verses I'll read are the mood which Srila Rupa Goswami wishes us to take with us. Please listen with your hearts. May Vrindavan, which is fragrant with a gentle breeze that makes the lotuses in the Yamuna rock to and fro, where there are groves of kadamba trees and there are many gopis, their hearts blossoming with happiness by hearing the music of Lord Mukunda's flute, may that Vrindavan be my shelter. May Vrindavan, where Lord Brahma and other Jagat Gurus desire to be born, even as a blade of grass, and which, even though it is a forest, is many thousands of times more opulent, beautiful, charming, and sweet than the spiritual cities of Vaikuntha. May that Vrindavan be my shelter. May Vrindavan, where the fragrance of the eternally blossoming flower vines fills the goddess of fortune with wonder, and where the bumblebees in the trees, filled with very sweet honey, are poets who bow down and recite eloquent prayers, may that Vrindavan be my shelter. May Vrindavan, which is decorated with blades of grass that bear the charming, graceful, marked footprints and playful toenail prints of the youthful divine couple of Braja, who are as glorious as a monsoon cloud and lightning, May that Vrindavan be my shelter. May Vrindavan, where the moving and inert creatures celebrate a festival of great happiness by seeing the glory of Srimati Radharani's beautiful pastimes, and where the deer taste the nectar of Lord Krishna's sweet flute music, may that Vrindavan be my shelter. May Vrindavan, where the peacocks leap and dance to see the Prince of Braja, who is more charming than a host of monsoon clouds, and where the does, the birds, and the flowering vines become jubilant to hear Srimati Radharani proudly claim the forest as her very own property. May that Vrindavan be my shelter. May Vrindavan, which is splendid with the expert skill in lovers' quarrels of Srimati Radharani, which is the best of the best, Srimati Radharani, the best of all virtuous heroines, and which is the witness to the gracefully dancing feet of Lord Krishna, the teacher of fine arts to the three worlds. May that Vrindavan be my shelter. May Vrindavan, where there is Govardhan Hill, which is fortunate to be the best servant of Lord Hari, and where is the Rasa Dance Arena, which fills the beautiful gopis with wonder, and where is the splendid sweetness of many charming forest groves, may that Vrindavan be my shelter. And now the mood from the prayers, two prayers of Srila Rupa Goswami that we should capture within our hearts and take with us. O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or give me punishment. But in this world, I have none to look to except your lordship. The Tathaka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rain or throws a thunderbolt. If we can catch hold of the prayers of Srila Rupa Goswami, it will be like the fellow we see on the bicycle who holds on to the fast-moving bus. We will go fast. Please listen carefully to this final prayer of Rupa Goswami's. I am very weak. I am lazy to do even the smallest devotional service. And so, when I hear of the peerless and difficult to perform services performed by the great devotees in ancient times, my heart burns with despair. O Lord, O killer of Agasura, when I hear that your waves of mercy splash everyone, from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creature, then my heart becomes sprinkled with a cooling drop of hope.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Let me start out by saying thank you so much for spending my energy and drawing my energy and drawing my voice. It is a very sacred occasion of seva. Throughout my own life as a pilgrim to Vrindavan. Over the years, I have more and more and more found entry into the beginning of my own devotional life. In the beginning, when I was a fresh bhakta, I got a treasure which I could not yet recognize. But as I have grown in the years at least, I return more and more to this originally given treasure, which I see in new colors, new shapes, new depths. It's a simple concept that by seva, everything can be had. When you walk through Vrindavan, do it as a service. When you chant the holy name, do it as a service. When you give a seminar, do it as a service. When you eat and when you sleep, do it as a service. The service is the mystical gate, or the service abhiman, that is the service conception, is the gate to bhakti, the only gate. And the service needs to be given first to the devotees of the Lord, then to Krishna. Here in Vrindavan, there was once a sadhu who had a golden book like this, only it was a little bit more Indian-like. And this golden book, said the legend, contained all the names of the devotees who would go back home, back to Godhead, because they were very dear to Krishna. The Brijbasis were talking about this sadhu and his golden book, and The sadhus who performed sadhana in Braj were hoping that their name would be in this book, that they would be dear to Krishna. So the sadhu became old and older. Finally he bent over. And it was known he would stay only for a few more days, maybe 1 week at the most, in the sacred land of Braj. So this sadhu, his name was Prem Das, once went to another devotee who performed his sadhana, was during these last days, and he brought his golden book with him. They talked about many things, techniques to improve the chanting. The young devotee asked the old Prema Das, "How do you stay awake so long? Do you eat once a day or twice a day?" They talked about their favorite deity. They talked about many things, and then Prem Das, with his golden book, said, "Do you have any question? I will now go, and we will not meet again." So the devotee said, "Should I or should I not?" And then finally he decided, "I don't care, I asked this question." He said, "Prem Das, people say you have this golden book." "Yes," said Prem Das, "it's here." "Prem Das, people say all the names of the devotees who are here in Vrindavan, who are very dear to Krishna, are in this book." "Yes," said Prem Das, "that's true. And it says that these devotees go back to Godhead after this one life." "Yes, yes," said Prem Das, "that's true. Do you have any question?" "Yes, I have a very urgent question. But before I ask the question, please answer another question. Is it true that in this book the names of all those who are dear to Krishna and return to Krishna after this life are in? And if it's true, some Brahman, who has made this book?" Prem Das simply said, "Yes, it is true. All those who are dear to Krishna and who go back to Godhead are listed in this book. And this list comes from Krishna personally." And he said it in such a way that no further question was possible. "What is your question?" said Prem Das. The young sadhaka said, "Is my name in the book?" Prem Das said, "No." "Oh," said the sadhaka, "maybe you are a little elderly and you... How do you know my name is not in the book?" Prem Das said, "I read this book every day." "Are you very sure that my name is not in the book?" "Yes," said Prem Das, "your name is not in the book." So the young sadhaka cried and cried and cried, and then he finally got an idea. And this idea was a very important idea. He said, "Okay, I may not be a direct servant of Krishna after this life in the kingdom of God. I may not return to Golok Vrindavan, but I am a servant of the devotees. I like those who are dear to Krishna. I like to do the service." "Oh," said Prem Das, "let me look in this book." And he turned the pages of the book. It was a worn book. He turned it. And finally he said, "Wow, your name has just appeared in the pages of the book." All the people who are in the pages of this book are names which I have collected throughout my life here in Braj. Each single one has said, I am a servant of the devotees. And I have put them their name in the book. And Krishna, he has said in the Adi Purana, someone who says, who is directly my devotee, is not my devotee. But he who says he is the devotee of my devotee, oh yes, he is my devotee. So on the strength of this statement of Krishna, I have prepared this golden book. It's Krishna's golden book. He has said it, that he who is a servant of my devotees is my servant. My dear devotees, this is, I guess, a summary of my own retreat, contribution to the retreat. We heard from Raghunath Das Goswami about names in a golden book, the Braj Bilas Stava. These were all the dear servants of Krishna, either birds or bees or Padmaganda the bull or Brinda Devi, Purnamasi, Jamuna, Gopeshwar Mahadev, Shridam Kinkini, Kalakinki, Patri, Ratraka, all these names which we heard. They are all in a golden book. A divine golden book. The book in which your name will automatically appear if you come into the Seva Abhiman. And if you are successful to translate this Seva Abhiman into the activities which you do, and in this way make them devotional service. Walking, taking care of others, doing this and that, chanting and so on, listening. If you go through this gate, you will appear in the golden book of those who are Krishna Priya, dear to Krishna, and who will go back home, back to Godhead. This service attitude, this service directed to the devotees, very important. For the last time, I will now guide you in a guided something. I request you to sit tall. We will have a little music in the background, but I find Radha Raman is really the mood music man. So Radha Ramanji will give his skills to us. This is a simple one. Don't worry, you won't be asked to levitate. Really extremely simple. Not very. My request to you is to turn around towards Giriraj, or even the forest of Giriraj, if you can't see him through the leaves. And for a moment, just look with the curiosity of someone who's here for the first time around. Look to the landsman who's protecting us from the maimuns. Maimuns means monkeys. Look at the trees. Just relax totally. You are a curious first visitor. You have just come with an airplane. You are now with us. So now please become aware of the man who goes to the toilet. Let us not embarrass him too much. Become aware of the sounds around you. Honking cars. The twitter of the birds. The beautiful artistic music of Radha Ramanji. And as you slowly become a little bit more peaceful, watch a little bit your breath. Whenever you inhale, fill yourself with the air, and when you exhale, relax a little bit. Remain sitting tall. But on every exhale, relax a little bit. Relax your legs. Give them to the gravity. Relax the tensions in your upper body, your torso. When you breathe out, relax your shoulders. And while being incredibly alert, slowly close your eyes to find answers to a very important question. You all had a moment of greater clarity in your two words. Some of you have said spiritual hankering, that's what they like to take with them. Others saw in their mind's eye their spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They said, I would like to take Guru Gauranga with me. One young man had a moment of clarity, or moments or days of clarity, and he has taken with him, please engage me in service. Someone said the most important realization was dependence on my master. What is your moment of clarity? Came it when you were with that cow and the cow licked you and you felt deep love? What became clear to you? In your mind's eye, put that in a little safe place. Maybe the pocket of your shirt, or a box, or an envelope. Now in your mind's eye, I request you to move forward in time. Yes, this is the end and the beginning. It's the end of Govardhan Retreat 2009. And it is also meant to be the beginning of Govardhan Retreat 2009. The buses will soon come from Vrindavan or other means of transportation. We will go with the buses to Vrindavan. We will stay maybe a few days or one day, and then some of us will move to the airport, into an airplane. and we will go to a place where we are not entirely sure if we should call it any longer home. Now I request you to see in your mind's eye that place. And in that place, come into what is a typical challenging situation. It could be meeting the same person with the same mindset again. It could be a situation where you are stressed out because there's so many things to do and you don't have the energy or inspiration to do them, or maybe not the time. And now I request you to open your box, to reach into the pocket of your shirt for these two things which you would like to take from this retreat. Bring these two things into the situation, and you will see that the situation changes. And in some strange sense, you will see how you are back at the valley of Giriraj. You only need to take that box with you, or this envelope, or that paper, that note in the pocket of your shirt. If you have not yet found your two words, if what you did was only an excited lip service, where you said just something because everyone had to say something, go deeper. Do the exercise again. You need two words. You need to take something from Giriraj home if you really want that this Govardhan retreat does not end here, but that it begins again where you need it most. Where you need your retreat most is not here. It's there, in those situations which pose a challenge to your Krishna consciousness and all that is sacred to you. You could now turn around. This was an exercise, but some of us are not exercise people. I would like to make it much more clearer now. I want to tell you what is my two words which I talk. It's not exactly two words. See the story behind the story. Yesterday, when the darkness set in, a person came to me whom I was very afraid of. I had thought of him earlier when I came to India and had forgotten him. Because the moment I think of this person, I become totally disturbed. This person had come because he knew he had hurt me, like no one has ever done before. And he knew that I was like a burning volcano. And he was hiding in doing the drama, the Leela. His whole purpose of coming was to make up, to correct the wrong which was done. So he came to me, the darkness was there, no one of you saw him, and I can guarantee you no one of you knows who it is. And he came to me and I heard his voice and I went like... I fear this burst more than a spear in the liver. And I looked at the person, and the person looked at me and said something which I can't repeat because it's too moving, I would lose it. Then I turned to Giriraj and I had this question, should I or should I not? So I received in my heart the command, you must. So I turned back to the person and said, I'm willing to explore with you how we can make up so that I can really from my heart complete this. And the person cried and said, thank you so much. Then I said, we must understand something. See, we have our story, a story which was very bad for both of us. But there is a story behind the story. We are only puppets. And it is Krishna who moves us. And he has a big plan. He knows the complete story which extends over many lifetimes. And everything in this story makes sense. Everything is just perfect the way it must be. So we need to explore what is the story behind our story. A story which might go into previous lifetimes, and I hope not into future lifetimes. We must surrender to Krishna. We humans must remove our ego, which creates only the story. When we remove our ego, we see the great plan of Krishna, who wants us back as his loving servants. And he doesn't want if servants quarrel. So that was what I took with me. And now when I go back, I will meet this person. It will be very difficult. I think I need an iron chain to chain me down. so that I don't run away from this very difficult task. Go beyond my reactory mind to the real, to explore the spiritual thing. Another person came up today, and when he said what he said, Bhujan turned to me and said, this is worthwhile, the whole retreat. He said something like I was dry or I was not so I forgot exactly how he said it so beautifully. Yeah, miserable. My life didn't make sense like this. And now this is gone and I only have one thing left. One, please engage me in service. Huh? I thought, wow, this is the retreat worked for this person. So I request all of you, before you go back to that situation at the place which you may not like to call home any longer with the same way you called it, you know, find these two words, find your thing, and it will change your whole life. You can go to the next station, and you can enter the golden book, or your name will be entered into the golden book, most properly, the Back to Godhead book. Retreats are meant for you to find these two words, and therefore, we said in the beginning, this is not at a retreat, or this is not the Govardhan retreat. It is your own retreat. So, I'm sure that all of you had these moments of clarity. You just need to find them. If you find these two words, your being will shake a little bit. It will jerk a little bit. If you just found theoretical words like be a good devotee, you know, become a try harder, or something like this. This is not what you're looking for. What you're looking for is something which electrifies your being. Yes. It's something which is, you will see, it comes with an unavoidable urgency into your life. Then you find the two words. It could be align your life. It should be something. If you have not found the words, and I can imagine that some of you are not yet in contact, go and do what Burijan Prabhu told us again and again. Go through the retreat. Go with a sifter through the retreat. How is this called, Burijan Prabhu? When you, is it a harken, this instrument which you pull on the floor, and then
it has such an unromantic name.
Yeah.
I don't want to even
say unromantic it. Name. So go with the sifter again through the retreat until you find something like this. A pearl. It may be still hiding somewhere. It may still be in the dust. It's there somewhere. Shoop, shoop, shoop. Go again. Then you got it. And then you apply it in your situation. It's very important. It's not unimportant. It's very important.
De, de, si, ra, de. De.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Not bad, but not good enough. Now, we want to say it with such feeling, loud, okay, but really with such feeling. This is our thank you to Giriraj for giving us such warm shelter. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Shah!